Consolidated Edison and its largest union, Local 1-2, announced a tentative agreement on a contract Thursday, several hours after Governor Cuomo intervened personally in their month-long labor dispute. About 8,000 of the utility workers have been locked out since June 30th. Since then, about 5,000 Con Edison managers and retired workers kept the company's electrical system operating amid hot weather and high demand for air conditioning. The settlement came as the two sides worried that severe weather was closing in on New York City and could leave large numbers of customers in the dark for the first time since the lockout began. The governor gave a news conference late Thursday afternoon about the tentative agreement.
When we came together, as I said, about the storm, it was a much different tone, and it was a cooperative tone, and it wasn't about just the contract, it was about the safety of New Yorkers.
The terms of the four-year accord are not announced. Con Edison had angered the union by demanding the changes in pension and health care benefits and by cutting off union workers' health insurance at the beginning of the lockout. The company reinstated health coverage after workers had been locked out of their jobs for 2 weeks. The agreement must be approved by the union's executive committee and rank-and-file members.